Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, the crew was not the crew is not soliciting sports gambling advice for me ahead of the weekend, but we were talking about the baseball is getting closer to the World Series. I do anticipate the Yankees will be there. They're playing Cleveland right now. I anticipate the Yankees will be there. If the Yankees make the World Series, Donald Trump needs to go to a game in Yankee Stadium. That would be epic. In fact, it'd be likely he could do the Madison Square Garden Yankees game in the same day. That could be a potential. Well, if they steal it, at least we'll have some fun. By the way, Bolsonaro is running for president again in 2016, it indicates here. Bolsonaro's party set on running him for Brazil presidency again in 2016. He's the guy. So that's basically, I mean, that's the Trump of Brazil. Bolsonaro is great. The Brazilian people are great. I hope that works out. But they're in a situation maybe worse than us at this point, but very similar. Very similar. All right, let's go back to some calls here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I agree with you on a woman not being elected to a primary position of headship, but you did miss on a woman. But there is a running joke in Florida. What do Boebert out of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Laura Loomer all have in common? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to get caught up here, but the obvious answer is they're all women, but I feel like that's too easy.
No, it's Matt Gaetz. In other words, women are emotional. Matt Gaetz, it's like the sixth grade thing where girls get all emotional over girls. I mean, over the hot-looking guy. Does that make sense? It's just a running joke because we're all tired of the infighting. We just laugh like, why are you women fighting with each other?
Yeah.
And so we just kind of giggle.
Yeah.
So we go with that. And then also I can't, the Georgia thing, the Georgia caller already covered all that issue with me. I can't cover that because I'm nervous now also. And they're going to have their numbers and ready to go and roll it all out. So that's over. And then there's a song called by Seven Dust. I know you're a metalhead.
Called Seven Dust, great 90s metal band, yeah.
No, it's called Bitch. If you look at the lyrics, I don't even know how to do it. My son, we were rolling down the road, goes, can you imagine a compilation of all your military videos and how it goes all fast to those lyrics to her? It would be beautiful. And that's
well, now people are taking these recent Kamala Harris rally videos where she's, you know, screaming and pounding the podium, and they're doing the whole, Hitler thing, and they're putting Hitler mustache.
I didn't know that. And also, the woman you forgot about, Carrie Lake. That would be a woman. I would be like the 300, kick the guys off into the well, and the wife approves. Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake is great. She needs to kind of climb the ladder a little bit more. She needs to win a race in Arizona. I think they steal it from her. But yeah, she could definitely be one too. And I will say, I just didn't cover it today because it was just kind of Arizona-centric. But there's a lot of news coming out right now about Ruben Gallego, her opponent, the type of guy he is. His wife is about to give birth. He divorces her right before she gives birth. And then the media was attacking Carrie Lake during a press conference, blaming the whole thing on her. And she handled it beautifully. I mean, she handled it about as perfectly as you could and turned it right back around on them and said, wait a second, how are you attacking me over Gallego divorcing his wife right before she gives birth? So, Carrie Lake, I would say, would be fantastic, but she's got to climb the ladder a little bit. She needs to win an election. I hope she does. You know, she would be great to have in this Senate. Fair point, Robert. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Keith in South Carolina. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I just want to thank you and Alex and the whole crew for getting the word out. You guys are doing a great job. People need to get out there and vote. Trump is right. We need to make the too big to rig, because they are going to cheat. And just like you were talking about those machines, they probably have that already calculated in about, you know, the ballots and all, because they don't want to lose power. And they'll do anything to keep the power. And you guys are absolutely right. And I just want to thank you again for everything you've done for this country. God bless.
Well, I appreciate that, Keith. And, look, I really do care about this country. And so I also think about my ancestors that I don't want to let down. I think about my family that's alive and my friends that I don't want to let down. I think about, quite frankly, myself, because I want to live in a free country. But you had no choice. You have no choice but to stand up to it. You have no choice, because if we lose this thing, I mean, we're all done anyway. We're all cooked anyway. So, yeah, you might as well put it all on the line. I mean, that's why Elon Musk is doing it. Because, I mean, you might lose some stuff now, but we lose everything if we lose this election. I don't think the Democrats give up power. I really don't. And I don't know if we ever get a candidate that has what Trump has, with the gravitas and the support to get in there and really start overthrowing this deep state and this swamp. You know, so but you know, there's also this level of the awakening that's happening right now, that happened big time in 2016 with Trump, and then his first year, and then 2020 with the scamdemic and the election steal. And so you get a feeling that we're going to kind of experience something similar to those two things, but in a very short window of time here, with just 18 days, less than 18 days until Election Day. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Michael in Ohio. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just want to say, I want to thank you for the constitutional battle you're fighting in court for your First Amendment right. And I really hope you can get justice over that and sue the proper people. But I myself am also fighting a constitutional battle here in Ohio, and I think it's a big case. It's kind of like the Michael Cargill bump stock case, and, you know, where the law gets interpreted certain ways or whatever. But in Ohio, we have a texting and driving law, and I know there's 44 states with a very similar law. And in Ohio, our law is written to exempt first responders and utility workers. I don't know how it's written in the other states, but I obviously got a ticket. I was like, well, I'll do the diversion course, I'll pay the fine, and be done with it. But once I read the law, I got to thinking, I was like, now wait a minute, how can they exempt first responders? And, you know, so I don't know if you're ever out and about and you see a cop, he's always on his phone, people in their vehicles, they're always on their phones, and, you know, how are they above the law and not us? So my argument to the courts is, you know, that's against our 14th Amendment right. And it's crazy because in the lower court, the judge agreed with me. You know, I represented myself. I did all the, had a bench trial, everything. And he agreed with me at the end of the trial. He says, you know, I agree that the wording of this law is bad, but I don't feel that I can rule on it. I think that's a higher court's responsibility than mine. So I said, you know, I'm prepared to take this clear to the United States Supreme Court, because without all the legal fees and everything, it's like, if I have to go to the Ohio Supreme Court, it's $100. The United States Supreme Court, it's $300. You know, you get a lot of miscellaneous, like, filing fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe it was 10 grand just to file at the Supreme Court. 10 grand.
No, yeah, I looked it up. It was $300 to file the motion. And then, you know, if you lose your case, you the whole time are accumulating fees. So I know I'm sure it can add up a lot. But my point is, you know, this is a case that needs to be hashed out. There is absolutely no 14th Amendment case law that says they can't segregate people other than, like, on race and things like that. But there is a Hernandez versus Texas Supreme Court case where it was the judge's opinion that if you can, it's not only races, if you can say there's a distinguished class that is being targeted or protected by a law, that's against the 14th Amendment. So, you know, and it goes back to where you said, you know, they've got corrupt judges that rig these cases, and of course they don't want to wreck corporate Ohio and ruin, you know, all these probably hundreds of thousands of dollars they're raking in on these fines, but
yeah,
I think it's important, you know, that the Supreme Court hears this, and that's to my point, that, you know, we really need to start preaching the Constitution to our children, to our grandchildren, to everybody in everyday life. I mean, I'm an electrician, so I'm always seeing all kinds